Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, February 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Continued concerns over higher interest rates sparked a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 697 points, or 2%, to close at 33,130. The S&P 500 also fell 2%, or 82 points, and the Nasdaq finished down 295 points, or 2.5%. Although inflation has fallen from its recent peak, it remains high. That, coupled with the unemployment rate that has fallen to a 53-year low, has fueled investor expectations that the Federal Reserve will continue raising interest rates and then keep them elevated for longer. Markets were also spooked by disappointing earnings from Home Depot. The home improvement retailer warned its profits will fall this year as it invests an additional $1 billion in wage increases for its hourly employees. Shares fell 7%. Home Depot is among the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and today's decline shaved nearly 150 points off the Dow's closing level. Home Depot's downbeat earnings report sent ripples through the market, pulling shares of rival Lowe's down 5.1%, and shares of home builders declined as well, after new data showing sales of previously owned homes fell for the 12th consecutive month in January. Toll Brothers stock fell 2.6%, and D.R. Horton was down 4.4%. Elsewhere, shares of Walmart rose 0.6% after the retail giant reported a larger-than-expected sales growth, but lowered its financial outlook for the rest of the year amid economic uncertainty. And U.S.-listed shares of Manchester United fell 12.7%. We reported yesterday that the Glazer family, which owns the soccer club, is considering a range of bids, two of which are public, for full and partial stakes. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.